Defund the Police. Seattle councilwoman wants police protection after feces thrown at her home. By Ethan Letkman on October 23, 2022. Kashma Sawant, a socialist Seattle councilwoman who has led efforts to defund the police, is asking for police to protect her home after feces was thrown at it. Conservative radio host Jason Rance reported that Sawant demanded the Seattle Police Department, SPD, place officers outside her residence from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. for protection until the suspect was arrested, according to multiple sources who told Rance on the condition of anonymity. The alleged demands were made in response to Sawant claiming that bags of human feces had been thrown at her house 6 times, with the most recent incident occurring on October 13. After one such incident on October 8, the councilwoman alleges an officer told her husband, "What do you expect us to do?" After her house was targeted with feces in the October 13 incident, Sawant says she received an email calling her the Queen of ST. Further reading, "You can sit on your throne of human excrement," Fox 13 reported. Sawant has since accused the SPD of failing to investigate the incidents, saying they did not open an investigation into the October 8 incident and did not investigate the October 13 one. She then wrote a letter to city officials, saying, "There is obviously a glaring inconsistency between this approach and the way in which former Mayor Durkin, after a peaceful Black Lives Matter protest was held a short distance from her mansion, was provided with a 24-hour stakeout for a full year. As a socialist city council member who has participated in Black Lives Matter protests, I am being told that my case of 6 threatening incidents involving human excrement doesn't merit even a serious investigation, let alone protection." Sawant then blamed right-wing media for portraying the feces throwing at her home as justified because she has criticized the police in the past. "That is certainly a dangerous direction, especially if it is embraced by police and de facto supported by SPD leadership and the city's Democratic Party establishment," the councilwoman wrote. The Seattle Police Department released a blotter on Thursday asking for the public's help in finding the suspect who vandalized Sawant's home but did not mention her name. Police say witnesses described the suspect as an Asian man who is approximately 5 feet 4 inches in height. Sawant, who is not a Democrat but a member of the Socialist Alternative, was an instigator of lawlessness in Seattle in 2020 before later voting to defund the city's police budget. In the early days of the June 2020 Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone (CHAZ) protests, which took over a police precinct and saw 2 Black teens die in the occupation protest, Sawant led a group of Black Lives Matter protesters into City Hall to demand the removal of then-Mayor Jenny Durkin. Sawant then bragged on social media about her efforts to defund the Seattle Police Department, including the salaries of officers working in the department in August 2020, Breitbart News reported. The Indian-born and raised councilwoman faced a recall election in her district in December 2021 but narrowly won by just over 300 votes. You can follow Ethan Letkman on Twitter at @EthanLetkman.